Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today I am joined by comedian Atsuko Okatsuka. She is the funniest person I've ever followed on Instagram, partly because she has started making these viral videos with her grandma. We call her grandma your most viral one was Shakira Hips Don't Lie. And then I got really stuck on Love is Wicked. I saved it to my saved videos. I watch it when I need a minute of joy. Atsuko, welcome to G-Thanks Just Bought It.
Thank you for having me, Caroline. I'm so excited to be here.
Atsuko, thanks so much for answering my DM, which was like just so fangirl thirsty of me. Just being like, you might never see this, but please, if you do, come spend an hour.
Girl, you do not know that I actually live in my DMs. Okay. that's my safe space. I like to know. I like to be connected. Even folks that are just sending me like dick pics. Right.
Well, that's fun. You know, sometimes you just need a dick pic day.
I didn't know. It never happened in the past when I was single and wanting them.
Yeah.
It happens now that I'm posting videos of me and my grandma.
Oh yeah. Okay. Are you sure they're meant for you, or are people just, do you think maybe you're not on the...
Oh, was that a read?
I mean, look, I mean, I've seen your grandmother's work. I'm just saying, you know, it might be a little... I get it. You're great. You know, it's a little cocky maybe to assume all of the dick pics are for you. You know, I mean, I get it.
It's
but
true.
You know,
this is a good lesson in humility. You're right. I never even thought about how those pics could be from an 85-year-old grandma and not me.
That's true. That's true. You know what, though? Lessons learned. You know, it's a big time of learning about ourselves, sort of learning our flaws, where we can always do better work. And here's yours. Here's your blind spot. You think all of the dicks are for you. I get
it. This is a great way to start my week. It's good. It's good. Yes, put me in my place.
I'm just knocking you down a few pegs just to get it going.
Right, because you always need a little cup of humble tea, you know, from Caroline to be like, no, girl, those pigs could be for someone else.
That, right.
It's your grandma. My grandma deserves them.
She does. She does. Your grandma deserves everything. I know I had asked for her to come on the show as well. You said, you know, English isn't obviously her first language. She might not really get it or want to participate, but I hope you pass along my undying love for her. Her work is fantastic.
I did. Thank you. And she was like, what is podcast?
Yeah, right.
I said, you know what? I'll write her back and say maybe next time. Yeah. Okay. Got my answer there. Thank you.
She's like, I have plans that day and all days. Sorry about that. You are hysterical. I was watching this morning, just, you doing some stand-up during an earthquake, an extremely California moment. Mm-hmm. They really called you to the stage. You were like, hey, and then the earth started going.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
You know, you don't feel it. So here's the secret. If an earthquake is happening and you're in motion, aka maybe dancing onto stage, which is what I was doing, you don't feel the earthquake because you're in motion.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now you know.
Right. So that's what it felt like, was a screaming audience. I thought they were screaming because of my dancing. Right. Like they were excited.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was screams of terror. It just, again, it does something to, you know, it made me humble.
It was a really flawless sort of, I mean, you could not have timed it better. Like, you know, like when you have a comedian come up on stage, there's that little moment of like, you know, hype and being like, oh, hey, oh, yeah, oh, great, awesome, thank you so much. And literally, literally during that 15 seconds, the Earth was at doing a what, 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Excellent. Amazing. The Earth never lets us down. You know,
look,
she's always there.
Yes.
She loves comedy.
Or she hates
it. Or she hates it.
She hates people. She's like, y'all are over. Okay.
Yeah.
You've been ruining me for years now. Okay.
You don't deserve stand-up comedy. We're done. And this is where I begin. No, that was really, really amazing. I've lived in LA now for a year, and I've only felt one earthquake in my time here.
And that's pretty good.
Do you feel them all the time? Am I missing something?
No, because again, I'm always in motion. But you know, no, you felt about the right amount for being here a year.
Okay.
Yeah, just like in your sleep, probably.
I felt one in my sleep. The most recent one we had, I think it was at the beginning of April. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of sound technical difficulties. Okay, like my wires are touching each other. Oh, that's better. I felt one in the beginning of April and like processed it in my sleep, like felt the shaking and was like, I'll Google this when I wake up. Like, I'll see if that was an earthquake. And then it was like, yeah, an earthquake. And I was like, damn, I should have gotten up to experience it. You know
what? Oh, okay. You're an experience this kind of girl.
I'm FOMO.
Like a when can I?
What are
I'm
you?
Like, when can I get? I'm like, when can I get out of here? Kind of girl.
Do you have your go bag? Like, are you like a real LA? Have you like succumbed to like needing the bag of stuff to go when either we all catch on fire or the earth swallows us up?
I'll tell you this right now, because you asked, I know for a fact you are that kind of girl. I'm already looking into your place. Everything's very organized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're like, I've been up since the morning looking at videos. I'm not like that.
Okay.
I'm very much a child. I every day it's sheer will and hoping. So I don't have a bag. I've been living here 20 years.
Okay.
Because I'm not prepped, though, I think that's why I was able to respond to an earthquake pretty well. Because I've always had to improvise all my life, knowing that I'm like this late bloomer.
The way that you responded to it was as if you only perform during earthquakes. You know, I felt
thank you.
You know, I love that.
I would like to thank the groundlings. And no, I'm just kidding.
So you've been in LA 20 years. You've been a comedian how many years of the 20?
10 years. Because I came here as a kid, yeah.
Sure. And what were those first 10 years of non-comedian life like?
You know, just living a basic LA, going to school life, trying to navigate friendships and the streets. Yeah. It's very, should I make it darker? Lost, confused, no purpose in life whatsoever. Then came a microphone
and an earthquake.
and here I am, and I said, wow, I'm finally on G Thanks.
You made it. I know this was your end game, and I wanted to give you, you know, this opportunity. Well, I love your work. I don't know how I came across the first video I saw of you with your grandma dancing. And I'm pretty sure because I saved it and I like watched it in times of trouble when I was like, I need some joy. I'm going to go. And I loved the song. And it was, I'm trying to think. It was like Love is Wicked was the song. Like,
oh, yes.
Like a dance hall jam. And you had a great outfit on, great earrings, and I noticed that. But I think, was it either grandma was either on the back scratcher, flute? She was not on the potatoes.
Was.
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Tell me about like roping in your wonderful grandmother to make content. Like what? Tell me about this relationship.
Well, this relationship, Caroline, may look really cute from the outside and sweet. Well, because it's true. My 85-year-old grandma is my best friend. She's my best friend, and that's why we make content together, because we hang out together. And when we have fun, we're like, let's share it with other people, you know? And thank you. Like, I'm happy to be people's dog videos, you know? That's what I want for people. I truly, truly, that's why I make them. So, you know, again, it may sound cute. Yeah, she's my best friend, but it's not sustainable, you know, Caroline. It's not sustainable. We keep different hours, okay? She goes to bed at 8 p.m. That's when I'm really coming alive, okay? She's sober. I drink, you know? And so it's cute and I love it. But I probably can start finally, you know, making friends my own age too.
Do you feel that it is prepared, that your grandmother has now prepared you to go out into the world and meet a friend of similar age bracket? Or are you going to be looking for more 85-year-old women out at the bar?
I'm going to try from my age bracket. It's just hard when I just like start telling war stories. You know, I have a personality of an 85. A woman 50 years older than me taught me the ways of the world.
Right.
Of course, I'm not normal, you know. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm always asking people, did you eat? You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, folks our age are just like, you know, well, maybe like people are back into like talking about food and stuff.
Sure. So yeah. You can come up with some questions around that topic. I'm sure you could like go with some file cards to the bar and just have some sort of talking points for reference if you need them. Just the idea that you're saying, I say things like, can you eat? Immediately I thought of my Jewish grandmother. It seems like they're kind of all of the same, which is that anyone over the age of 80 just wants you to eat. And then when you eat, they tell you that you've gained weight. And it's a cycle that just continues. They're like, oh, you're going to eat that. And then when you stop eating, they're like, oh, you're not going to eat that. And then it's just that on repeat for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm.
That's how they keep you. You know that story, Hansel and Gretel?
That's right.
Okay. And that old woman that kept them locked up. That's she was feeding them so she could eat them. It's how you trap the young. It's how you trap the young.
It's true. And that's where, I mean, and exactly. And across all cultures, all backgrounds, grandmas understand it's food. It's food. And we start there and we move forward. And that's
to
funny.
Plastic bags.
Right, to plastic bags. Right, to plastic bags.
You gotta have plastic bags.
You have to have plastic bags.
The day they started charging for plastic bags, my grandma was like, oh, no worries. And then she opened up a freaking drawer where she'd been collecting bags since the 90s.
Sure. I expect nothing less. This age group is ready in the way that we will now always have Lysol wipes and hand sanitizer everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Anyone your grandparents' age has every Tupperware, every takeout container of Tupperware that has ever gone into their house is in a drawer somewhere. Plastic bags. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, one of my grandmothers used to put Poland Spring water bottles in the dishwasher. And we were like, you know, you can just recycle those or we'll get you a water bottle. It's like no waste. You know, we'll need this one day. And in the case of plastic bags, your grandmother was right. We will need this one day. So are you still working through 1990s plastic bags like when you go to Target?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Robinson's May was okay. So it's called Macy's now for those of you who haven't seen the mall in maybe 20 years. But yeah, so Macy's used to be Robinson's May. I don't know if you remember this.
I don't.
Okay, well, because it was in the 90s, and my grandma pulled out a Robinson's May bag, and I said, they don't make those anymore, okay? She could probably sell these on eBay or something. There is money to be made, you know, especially since they charge for plastic bags now.
Right.
I said, or I don't think they're even giving out plastic bags. I feel like everyone's more paper.
Yeah.
Because environment, and of course, you know, my grandma doesn't think about the environment because she's like, I don't know, I'm dead tomorrow, you know? So anyways, yes, yeah. It's like gold. It's like, I'm like, what plastic bag hurt you?
Right.
What paper bag hurt you back in the day, you know? That you're like, I'll show them.
Right. I like the idea of your grandma like having a nice windfall of cash because she's like on eBay selling old 90s. And you know Gen Z is going to buy it. I saw this insane TikTok the other day of Gen Zers going to a thrift store and talking about buying, they're like, oh, I found this vintage like Von Dutch like trucker hat. And I was like, really? Are we doing that's really we're doing that now. Okay. Because I could have saved a lot of like Delia's clothes and been making bank, but I didn't know any better. So obviously grandma is onto something.
I'm wearing Delia's right now, actually. This top is from Delia.
No way. Anyway. Like mm-hmm. recently or like is this a vintage?
I've had it.
Really cute.
I guess vintage is what? Just as long as it's been 20 years.
20
it's
years.
Considered.
2001 right? is vintage.
Yeah. Yeah, no thank you. Yeah.
It's very cute. I like it so much. That Thank is you. Wonderful. We love grandma on the back scratcher. We love grandma on the potatoes. Grandma shopping, just trying to get some shopping done and you're twerking, you know, in the aisles. Mm-hmm. What is she? How does she? She also does not look fazed by you ever.
Right, right.
How does she perceive you and your comedy? Like, does she get it or is she just like, oh, Atsuko, okay.
It's always a mystery to me. It's still a mystery to me, but I would think it's probably the latter where it is like, and that's how most people used to see me too, which yeah. is like, oh, it's Atsuko.
Yeah.
You know, whose things just fell out of a purse? Oh, it's Atsuko. Oh, it's Atsuko. Yeah. Why is she running behind? It's Atsuko. And I feel like that's how my grandma sees me too, mm-hmm. you know? She does not know what stand-up comedy is still, really. Okay. You know, and people have asked me, do your other relatives know what stand-up comedy is? And so I'm half Taiwanese. My grandma is Taiwanese.
Oh, okay.
And recently went to a small village where she's from in Taiwan. We went to the village, that tiny village, okay? It doesn't even have an address.
Sure.
Where she grew up, but went to visit there, and like I have uncles in Taiwan who trade rice for snake meat. Sure. Okay, just in the fields all day, you know, burning in the sun. Okay, people ask me if those guys know that I do stand up comedy, and I'm like, no. Like, in what world? They don't even have. They just have a landline. They don't even have cell phones. Okay, you know what I'm saying? They trade rice for snake meat. In what world? Well, them knowing I do stand-up comedy, not just, like, blow up their world, like, just wreck their lives. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They don't come home and, like, watch YouTube. Like, they're not, like...
No. For me to even try to explain it would literally wreck their world, and I don't think they would be the same again. Like, what do you do? Oh, I just stand there and do what? Tell jokes? Jokes? You mean, like, we do that on the rice field. No, but, like, I get paid for it. Like, literally... It would wreck their world. And it's kind of the same with grandma, where when she said, what is podcast? I was like, oh, yeah, we better not go
yeah,
in that
let's,
territory.
Let's keep that door closed. You know, she doesn't have to know. She doesn't
She's
have
to She's trying
to
figure out still Instagram. And when we dance, where it ends up, I read her the comments, but I think she still thinks it's like funny and this very mystical thing where I'm like, grandma, 42 million people saw us dance. She'll be like, it sounds made up.
Right.
It sounds like 42 million. I still can't really quite grasp the
sure.
how many people that is.
Right.
You know?
And then, of course, a grandmother's going to ask, you know, okay, so how much money is that for you? And you're like, $0. And they're like, oh, that doesn't totally add up.
See, all of it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And in a weird way, they're not wrong.
No, of course not. No, they're very right.
It doesn't make sense for us.
No.
And we're in the entertainment industry.
We're just ruined. You know, grandmas see the world a lot clearer. We're the ones who have problems, you know?
I'm the one waking up to do things for views. Right. And I'm like, or I could get paid.
Right. But why, you know, when you have the views, you know, it's all about the views. I had a friend once who was like, oh, are you still tweeting? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, for free. And it was really devastating to me.
Yeah.
That, and obviously it stuck with me and I think about it all the time. Yeah, for free. Yeah, sure. Yep. Definitely. I mean, who's paying me? Just having fun out here on the internet. I mean, I would love, do you know anyone who could pay me? Let me know. But yeah, for free, Melissa, I'm doing it for free. It is right. For views, for likes. It gives you a little serotonin. It's like going to Vegas. You know, someone's like, oh, funny. Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to ride this high into the night. But you actually are a comedian. Like you're like that's your actual, there are and you know, and I know, because we're both in LA. There are people who say they're comedians, and we all know they are not comedians. But you're actually a comedian.
Thank you so much. Can you just say that one more time? I'm going to record it for my grandma.
Yes, you are actually a comedian. So wait, what do you tell? Your family must wonder, you know, what you do. Like, do you have like a secret life that you're like, oh yeah, no, and I go to work. Like, did you do a photo shoot like in a corner office somewhere with like a blouse on just to sort of be like, yep, my job. Like, what do they actually think you do?
Well, I joke that because when I do like college gigs, when I perform at colleges and stuff, and recently on Zoom, you know, I joke that like I told them I go here now. Right. You know, and so it's like, you know, I tell them, yes, I'm still doing comedy, but I'm doing it at a college and I might go. I actually go there now and I'm studying whatever major, you know, I mean, they know comedy pays. It has to be with something they understand, like for college. Colleges need entertainment and they hire.
Yes.
Folks like me to do that and they'll get it.
Yeah.
Or like, here's Red Bull, you know, the thing you drink for energy. Well, they hired me to do their corporate event. Or, you know, yeah.
And they're
and
like,
sometimes
okay.
I perform for free because I'm working on the jokes because that's a part of my job.
Do they ever say to you, okay, like, tell us some jokes? Like, are they like, all right, show us what you got? Or are they like, we don't, like, that sounds really great. Let's not talk about this anymore.
Yeah, no way. No, like I don't think they're crazy. I mean, they're wild, but they're not crazy.
Sure.
Because I will trap them. I will trap them. I mean, do a whole 10 minutes.
You learn from the best. I mean, the ultimate trapper, grandma. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, if you've learned anything, it's how to lure people in and be like, well, while we're here, you know, you want to hear my tight 5x4. Or 5. And I know your husband is the one videotaping you and grandma.
Mm-hmm. He is. That must such be, a sweetie.
That must be nice. Now, do you pay him or is this part of the marriage deal?
We have worked together before where we've like co-created a show like Let's Go Otsko, which is a game show that I host or hosted before the pandemic. Once it's, you know, once things are open again, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
But like when the show sold to Quibi, like my husband like and I were working together while we were like producing and developing it and things like that. But you know, when we're just hanging out for funsies, I don't put him on a payroll. It's hard. It's hard to ride that line. It's like, is this husband and wife time or is this like work time?
Or am I your boss? So,
it's hard. Yeah, it really is. And I'm not good. I don't like being other people's bosses. I don't like, and then what? You're supposed to, like, how do you snap out of it if, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if people can be boss. Maybe you've had this experience. I don't know. Like you work for someone and then you're also friends.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It doesn't become weird until the time comes where you have to give like feedback or like constructive criticism. And then you're like, oh, I'm about to be mean to my friend. Or I'm about to tell my friend she sucks at this job. So how did you figure out separating and kind of drawing that line?
Without announcing it, like, okay, now we work together, husband. Now,
now we have
sex.
Time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now that we're in a bedroom, wink, 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 wink. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like, in a weird way, it wasn't hard boundaries. It's still like gray, but I think we're pretty good at that now, where we just, I'll announce it cutely or something, or we'll both announce it cutely, like, it's playtime now. You know, we'll do something like that. Yeah, and that's helpful. That's cool to make it not so announcy.
Yeah, right. To, like when the dishwasher's dirty versus clean. Like you have a magnet that you put up where you're like, sex now, and then work.
That's you should, a great idea.
Should get one, honestly.
A magnet that says that, yeah.
Yeah, and just wear it or put up some magnetic thing in your house that just lets him know, you know? Communication is key in these times.
It's very true. And you got to do it your way. Some people probably like the very hard, like, it's time for dinner now.
Right.
Wife? I don't know, but... Whatever works for you, honestly.
That's definitely how married people sound, for sure. With grandma's involvement, and can I call her grandma?
Yes, okay. Yes.
With grandma's involvement, what is the time commitment to a video look like? Are there rehearsals? Are there different takes? You know, does she give creative feedback? Like, tell us about sort of that creation of content.
That's so hilarious. No one's broke it down, the process, like that before. Like, people have asked me about it or talked to me about it, but no one's asked about rehearsals.
I want to know.
That is hilarious because, no, it's literally us just like hanging out and being like, and I'm like, oh, I kind of have an idea for the next dance. It's this song. I love this song. And I kind of, because I have a dance background. So like coming up with choreo is fun for me. And so I just go, okay, yeah, I think the choreo will be like this. And then I'll like listen to a part in the song that like is funny. Maybe if I highlight it, you know, so the Love is Wicked song,
yep,
there is like a pan flute sound,
yes,
in it. Do, 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 do. And I was like, what if it's grandma? Grandma's playing the pan flute. But
yeah,
obviously we don't have a pan flute because we're not that kind of family. But we do have immigrant like objects, like a back scratcher made out of wood, you know? So it's just literally like for funsies, like talking like that. And then my husband is like, you know, we all love each other. We're all so close. So I think that's why he's able to capture these moments really well on video.
Yeah.
He knows how I dance. He knows where I like to move. He also, you know, he's also an artist, so
right,
he, and really witty and funny. So he knows like, okay, this will be a fun reveal.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We start on Otsuko dancing, and then, you know, and then when the flute comes in, we pan to grandma.
Yes.
And she's been playing the whole time. So it's like, maybe these take like 2 minutes.
Wow. I mean, that's really amazing. Also, I mean, I would be sad to know if it was like hours of rehearsal, you know, grandma wearing her dance belt, you know, like doing stretches, getting ready. It does seem very authentic, and I'm glad to know that it is. It just seems like you guys are all like best friends and you all hang out, and she just humors you by being like, sure, I'll play the potatoes.
Yeah. I think it's the only way I want to make content.
Sure.
I used to do the long rehearsals for like some sketch kind of thing. And I'm like, but that's not the kind of comedian I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, with content, at least like with stand-up comedy. Yes. I like to practice my jokes, write them, you know, traditional methods.
Yes.
But for me, I'm such an open book in my comedy. So the DIY-ness of stuff really goes with me. I'm not a perfectionist in real life. Why would that be how I make my content?
Sure.
Everything needs to be lit. Everyone hit your marks. Rehearsals. I mean, she's 85. That would be elderly abuse.
Okay. It really would be. Yeah, you'd have to get grandma on the payroll. Like, she would need, like, a minimum wage situation and, like, paid time off. And you'd have to give her health insurance. So I think this is better. This is definitely better and way more legal. I won't have to call, like, Gavin Newsom after this phone call and be like, please.
Thank you, Caroline.
Keep an eye out, please.
I didn't know that was maybe like even a possibility.
Yes, actually, I was luring you on here. We're actually on, what's it, Dateline, when they were like, why are you in this house with this 13-year-old girl? No, I think it's such amazing. That is how I found you. And then I was just, went back and like watched all your stuff and listened to your podcast and like watched every grandma video. Did the grandma videos blow up your Instagram? Like, is that like, what was there something that you found was like, oh, this is getting a lot of views? If you wake up for the views, were you recognizing that these were getting that these were getting a lot of views?
Yeah, the one that really took off was me dancing to Shakira, Hips Don't Lie.
Yep, on the chair in the kitchen.
And then there's that part where out of nowhere it just goes do 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 do. I was like, well, there's the drums. I mean, who's going to play the drums in this if I'm hitting the other the melody in
yes,
the song?
That's right.
Someone's going to do percussion.
Yes.
And grandma was like, well, I have these potatoes. Because we were in the kitchen,
of course.
She's like, I was gonna cook these later, but I was like, okay, well,
you're gonna play them now.
You're the drummer of this band, right? Okay.
And she's just like, okay, like she just trusts you, like, well, let's do it.
Yeah. And that's the one that was like 42 million views or whatever.
It was wonderful
across the board. Yeah. And then people were able to, like, also, I mean, the first video that really went was the earthquake video, you know?
Sure.
And it's like, I constantly do comedy, and my comedy is not bad, but apparently during an earthquake, it's out of this world, right? So people find you in different ways, but
yeah.
you always have to have been ready with, like, because now people are like, oh my God, I love your comedy too. Been watching your stand-up. But found you through potato drums,
right.
You know, and it's cool. It's just like a part of the process. This is not a process podcast. You're about to ask me what I bought.
I do love process, and we do all appreciate process. And I think because your stuff is so authentic, and we are living in a world where every single platform offers, you know, these tiny videos that sometimes take like hours and hours to make, it's really mm-hmm. refreshing. And I respect that. And that's great. And like, I like watching like a well-produced, you know, very like tight
sure.
reel or TikTok or whatever. But there's something that's so nice that you're like, we're putting on the song, we're going to dance, you know, Ryan, grab the camera, grandma, grab the potatoes. I will twerk on the chair, and mm-hmm. and it, you know, in 5 minutes you've put it up on Instagram, and like mm-hmm. that's nice. It's, you know, back to the roots, you know, organic, you know,
yeah.
native content, and I like that. So we appreciate kind of a little behind the scenes. So as you know, yes, a shopping podcast. I am gonna ask you where you got the earrings in the Love Is Wicked video. Because I'd love to know.
Yeah.
But first, mm-hmm. I got to know, what item did you bring to tell us about?
Okay, so it's a photo of it because I'm tethered to a laptop and there's a microphone and there's wires. And I could take you to the kitchen, but that would...
It's just a lot of traveling. I get it.
It might disconnect us.
Sure, sure.
Because I really do want you to even hear the sound it makes. It's really gorgeous.
I'm ready.
Oh my God. So it's a... hot water heater. Water heater.
Okay.
It keeps your water hot all day. So it boils. It's called, it's made by, made in Japan.
Okay.
Company is called Zojirushi.
Oh yeah, Zojirushi. They make amazing rice cookers.
Yes.
We love Zojirushi here. Yeah. I did not know they made a hot water heater thing. Wow. Amazing.
And guess what? You can keep in four different temperature settings, okay? So you put in cold water, filtered if you want,
sure.
Okay? Cold water. And then you don't even press a button, okay? It starts working because you already, you know, got it hooked up,
yeah.
Okay? You put in cold water, but you just set it. Do you want it to go up to 160 degrees? Do you want it at 175, 195, or 208 if you really like your water hot?
Sure.
For whatever reason.
What's your temperature of choice?
I do not 195.
Okay. Okay. You live close to the edge, but not at the edge.
Yeah. I don't even know what boiling point is, or I don't know. I'm sure water's already safe and hot and warm at 160, but I go for 195
yeah.
for
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
reason.
Sure.
And so it boils it for you. It takes like maybe a few minutes, depending on how much water you put in there.
Okay.
Right? And when it's done, okay. When the water is boiled and it's ready for you to drink, you don't even have to drink it if you don't feel like it. You're like, I'll come back to it in an hour. It'll still be that temperature, okay?
Wow.
And let me tell you what happens, Caroline, when it boils it to that temperature. It sings for you.
Can you do it? Can you? Yeah, please do your best.
Yeah, it's what song is that? It's a classic song that every kid had to learn on the piano. It's da da na 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 da 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 na 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 na
da da na 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 da na 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 da na 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 na. And is that Beethoven or Bach?
I think it's Bach.
Okay, those are the only two composers I know from fifth grade. So wow, and it plays it in like that MIDI file, like that like one note that's like. Like, right. And you're like, because the rice cooker does a similar, it doesn't play that song. And now I have to figure out what the rice cooker does. But, and then you know, that's such a good, and so, because this is different than an electric kettle, because the electric kettle will lose the temperature.
Yes.
Immediately.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Will you put water in there in the beginning of the day? And if you're having tea or you're having coffee or like whatever, or just like hot water with lemon, like how, so 8 hours, did you say that it could hold for?
Oh, the heat?
Yeah.
No, for however long.
Oh, really?
If you want to get wild and never touch your hot water, yeah, we just keep it on overnight too. So if for some, so we're sleeping, I don't know, 8 to 10 hours.
Wow. Congratulations.
You're a good sleeper.
Yeah, that's really good.
Or like we're not touching it. Like,
sure.
Okay, so we'll maybe like, you know, drink out of the hot water maker at 8 p.m. and then maybe not touch it till the next morning at 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 12 hours, still the same, hot. Same temperature that you kept it at.
That's such a good recommendation. Do you remember how much it costs? Because I know Zojirushi is not cheap.
Yeah. I think it was, hold on, I can look it up for you right now.
Please do.
That's not a boring.
No, we all want to know, because you know what? Okay. Electric, I love my electric kettle, but I will say that I very often will boil water and then absolutely forget I did it and then be like, oh, there's this old cold water in here.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
And it's useless to me. And it feels like a waste.
Oh, sorry. Ready for the price?
I'm ready.
So it's like $160.
Okay.
You could up to $219, depending on the kind you get, the color you get.
Sure.
But they all do the same thing.
Yes. What a good, and how long have you had yours?
I mean, beginning of the pandemic, we were like, we need this. Grandma has this. So grandma was the one that always had it.
Influencer.
I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with it, but then... I don't know. I don't know if I was trying to live like independently. I don't need to have everything grandma has. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so you kind of do, right? She has all the good stuff.
She knew. She knew this is very convenient.
Yeah.
One time buy, it changes your life.
Yeah.
So beginning of the pandemic, we started talking about, we need something like this. We need something. And then it was like late 2020, we sprung for it.
Nice.
What's $160 when you can, you don't have to ever come to cold water ever again.
Yeah. And, and also because it's one of those things where you'll definitely have otherwise bought, you know, a $45 electric kettle or like, you know what, it all kind of adds. If you know that again, like we talk about this all the time, like if you know the purchase is good, you know that you're going to use it, you know that you already like it, then it'll pay for itself. Like it's not, you know. You've already used it at grandma's house, and now you have one of your very own that plays Bach.
Exactly.
How wonderful.
Hers plays Bach, too. So that's one thing. Don't get too cocky, everyone. Everyone's plays Bach. So don't be like, oh, my, it's not customized, okay? Maybe that's the more expensive one.
I love the idea of getting it customized, being like, for an extra $50, you can pick the fifth grade orchestra song you would like to hear when the water is ready. Oh, that's a wonderful. How much counter space does it take up? Like, what's the sizing of it? Like, is it as big as a toaster? Is it as big as a Keurig? Like, does it take up a lot of real estate?
It's about the size of a Keurig.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Seems fair to me. And it plugs mm-hmm. in. So it's just like has its own outlet and that's it.
Mm-hmm. With a magnetic plug. It's like connected via magnet.
Oh, that's luxury.
Mm-hmm. And we just keep it in a corner, just kind of out of the way. And it's so easy. It's just, yeah.
That's a good one. No one's ever brought that type of purchase before. And I also feel like a lot of people are going to buy it now because it's a thing that comes up. Like, at least in my house, I boil water and then I forget about it. And what a waste. And then I end up like watering the plants with that water, which is great. But my plants don't need as much water as I am forgetting that I boiled. What other pandemic kind of purchases have you made? Like, what has your shopping been like in the last year?
I bought a Shark Tank thing.
Which
one? Off Shark Tank. It's a blanket that's supposed to, it's like a sleeping bag. So you kind of like put your feet into it and it, like, you roll it up towards your body. And I forget what it's called.
Wait, is it the compression? It's like a weight. It's supposed to be like for sleeping, right?
It's for sleeping. It's not weighted. It's supposed to be, see, a weighted would have been nicer. This one's supposed to make, it might be called Hug Sleep.
I have a Hug Sleep too.
You do?
You have no idea. I was so influenced. I literally think it's next to me. Hold on. Let me find it. Oh my gosh. I think it's right here. I'm literally.
Whoa. You do have a, oh my God, you do have it. Do you like yours? Because I returned mine.
Okay. So we need to tell everybody about this. I've never talked about this on the podcast because I also think I look insane. And you know that I'm going to have it on when, like, there is an earthquake and then I'm not going to be able to get out of it. And I'm going to be just like rolling out of my house.
I know, because you're like in a cocoon.
So they say, for those of you who did not catch this episode of Shark Tank, that Atsuko and I were obviously watching. And then like we had our phones ready. It was like, dial 1-800 now. And we were like, okay, we'll do it. So it's supposed to be for people who need that like compression, like weighted blanket feel, but who don't want the weight and the heat of a weighted blanket.
Right.
You literally tuck yourself in it. It's like wearing a pant of a legging on your mm-hmm. entire body. And your head is like poking out. And then there's like a little foot flap at the bottom that you can like shove your foot out of. And they say it takes like 4 nights to get used to it. But that's I mean, how long did you use it before you were like, I can't do this?
Literally like 10 minutes. I was like, no, everything on Shark Tank is supposed to work right away.
I agree. It's a pretty big caveat to be like, for the first 4 full nights you use this, you will hate it. But then by night 5, you're going to feel amazing. It's like, okay, that's asking a lot of me.
It really is. It's like, you don't even do that with a TV show. It's always like, just get over the pilot.
Right.
Just get over the pilot. Yeah. Second episode, it'll get better.
Yeah.
4 nights?
Yes. And I don't use mine that often because I found it a little constricting, obviously, because I was compressed within it. And it was a little claustrophobic. I kind of just like a weighted blanket. I really just like my weighted blanket. I understand the concept. It just felt like I couldn't reach the top of the mountain in this thing.
That's how I felt. And I knew in 10 minutes, girl.
You did not need the 4 nights.
I knew in 10 minutes. I said, it doesn't even stretch as much as it says it would.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're really in a pair of pants. You're literally in a leg of pants. You're just like, here I am. I mean, it's the absolute, if you don't want to have sex, you should get one of these and put it on your body. No one can penetrate. It's
if you don't want to, yes, exactly. If you don't want to have sex, if you, you know, want to have a hard time getting up to pee, if you want to be able to not run when an earthquake comes, Hug Sleep is the product for you.
I really
fall asleep is great.
Yeah, this is the actual Shark Tank episode that you didn't see. I will say, I hope they make like a 2.0 where I can get like my full leg out of it, because if I could push my full leg out of the foot slot, I think I'd feel a lot different, because I sleep with one leg out of the covers and one leg in the covers, like many people do. And when you're full body in this thing, it's a little suffocating. And I just wasn't into it. It's not really my kink, you know. I like, it's not really for me.
Do I want to feel like a big old hand just got me clenched, my whole body clenched, like the hand of God is clenching me all night? Do you like that feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, then sure. Hug Sleep is the product for you. Okay.
It's really true. I mean, it's like she could not be describing this any better. One time I was too lazy to. Also, if you're wearing, I don't know how you sleep. Like sometimes I'll sleep naked. Sometimes I'll sleep with like a t-shirt on. But if you're wearing clothes, everything gets all like bunched up. Like your t-shirt's all of a sudden like.
Yeah.
Halfway off your head. Like, I don't know. But then also if you're naked inside of it, it feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't get there. But one night I did have it on. I wanted to like get a drink of water and I didn't feel like pulling it off and then pulling it back on. So I just waddled into the kitchen for water. And my husband was still on the couch and he was like, nice. And I was like, like mermaid tail, like just scampering.
See,
trying to get.
That's not practical.
No, it's not practical.
When you waddle, what happens? You spill your little water.
You spill your little water. And tell me where the earrings are from. And I will link to this video. And the earrings, right. they look like pool tubes, but earrings.
They are. That's true. I did buy earrings. That's right.
I love them.
That one's from Shine.
Okay.
Like a very, very cheap website, right?
Yep.
That sells things that, you know, are very cheap. But I wanted floaty earrings and it does float, actually.
Really?
If you put it on in water. Yeah,
perfect.
It's actual small, tiny floaties for your ears.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's good. So, you need that sort of safety, you know, by the pool in the summer. That's just safety.
Yeah, because I honestly can't actually swim.
Perfect.
Just fun fact. And so I was like, oh, this is fun. I can just like sit by the pool and have floaties on my ears. but never get in the pool.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, it's from Shein, Schein. It's online and it comes kind of whenever it wants. That's the thing about Shein. God, I have a lot of negative things to say.
No, the honest, but like, yeah, you'll get it when you get it. I mean, it's basically the shipping.
But you will get it. Yeah. And so that's where I got my earrings. And then, yeah, recently I've been like getting cool gifts from earring folks that I'd rather promote.
You've really made it.
You know, yeah.
Do you want to give a shout out to
no
money but earrings? Yeah, give a shout out to, and I also want to hear about, while you're giving shout outs, give a shout out to the bag brand that sent you the bag with the eyes, like the painted eyes.
Because yes, I have it right here.
I'm obsessed with that bag. It's so cute. Tell us everything.
Yes, this is Min and Mon. I'm a child. I'm a late bloomer, so I really love like things that are very cute. Kind of looks like monsters, and that's what this like handbag company does. They make, it's called Min and Mon. They're based out of New York. They also make cute little what are these called? Keychains.
Yep.
But it's always got like eyes and it's like monster based, but it's also high end looking.
It is
really cool. And then the earrings I really love are by Glitter Limes. They make earrings out of food. So I have like hot Cheeto earrings and I have a gummy egg necklace. And again, I love that kind of aesthetic. So kind of aesthetic is for you,
I
kind
love
of like
that.
Anime, kind of like, you know, kawaii culture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are two places I really like.
You guys, if you don't know Atsuko's comedy yet, please, like, what are you waiting for? And now, if you really don't know, then I know you've either muted me on stories or you're just not paying attention because I share them all the time. Grandma, tell her we're fans. Ryan, amazing camera work. You have the whole family working hard for the non-money, working hard for the views. And you're doing an amazing job. And I really look forward to to the next time I can be at a comedy show in person because I know where I'm going next. Next time there's an earthquake, I'll be like, damn, I missed her show. I didn't get tickets. Let everyone know where they can follow you and where they can see you perform next, whether it's virtual or IRL.
Yeah, I'm at Otsko Comedy on all my socials. And I put all my shows on my website, which is just otskookotska.com. If you're in LA, I'm even going to be in New York. So a lot of like live outdoor shows are happening now all across the nation. So I'm starting to travel. I'll also be in San Francisco. So yeah, just go on my site and you'll see where I'll be physically. And then on Zoom as well, if you're like, I'm not leaving the house. Yeah, I'm online too. So
awesome. Yeah. She's everywhere. Just bring your earthquake go bag if you're going to a show on the West Coast. I'll be there in my hug sleep with my little like flashlight and, you know, freeze dried food or whatever they sent me in that go bag. Otsko, thank you so much for coming to G Thanks Just Bought It.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. We will link to everything that we talked about on today's episode, including the hug sleep and, you know, whatever, sleep at your own risk, in the show notes. And of course, please go show grandma some love on Instagram. And I will see you at Otsko's next show. You know that I will be there. And we'll see you next week for another episode of G Thanks Just Bought It.